The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 5th. In Abraham, All Families of the Earth Are Blessed, by Dr. Tom Terrence, President Emeritus of the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament Prophecy. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. Quote, "Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." End quote. Moses wrote this around 1400 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment, Luke 3, verses 23 through 38. Quote, "Jesus, when he began his ministry, was about 30 years of age, being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Adam, the son of God." End quote. Luke wrote this around 60 AD. God's call of Abraham was a key event in his plan to bless all the families of the earth, a plan that is still unfolding today. Abraham and his family were idol worshippers from the city of Ur of the Chaldeans. God spoke directly to Abraham and called him to leave everything behind and go to a new land where he would bless him in astonishing ways. Abraham's response of faith and prompt obedience opened the door for God to use him in a way that has ultimately impacted the whole world. The Bible records many instances of how, over the centuries, God fulfilled his promises to bless Abraham and his descendants. But the greatest was that, quote, "In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed," end quote. This promise began to be fulfilled about 2,000 years after Abraham died, through Jesus the Messiah, a direct descendant of Abraham, Matthew 1 verse 1 and 17, and Luke 3 verses 23 through 38. Jesus opened the door of salvation to all people of the earth through his atoning sacrifice on the cross. Quote, "He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world," end quote. 1 John 2, verse 2. After his resurrection, Jesus commissioned his followers to continue his work of making disciples by taking the good news of his life, death, and resurrection to their family, friends, neighbors, even to the ends of the earth, and making disciples of all nations, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, Acts 1, verse 8. That commission has been passed down to you and me, and as we are faithful to it, we will see the fruit of our labors at his second advent. Quote, "A great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes, and peoples and languages," end quote. Revelation 7, verse 9. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for your promises. This Advent season, please bless the families of the earth through your Son. Help me to carry and pass on the good news of salvation which is found in Jesus. Help me to be a faithful witness. Amen.
Love. name forever blessed. The God of Abram, praise, the great archangel sing, and holy, holy, holy cry a mighty King, who was and is the same, and evermore shall be, Jehovah.